We are back with the Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. And coming up next, we're going to be switching it up with a different artist and a different physical medium of music. That is right, we are on to a vinyl record, graduating from a cassette tape. I don't want to say graduating, because there are so many cool tapes here. It's the whole point of the show. And this is from a band hailing from the UK titled Mass, off of their 1991 album Rushing Flood Perfume, which, as far as I know, is the only album that they ever released. I think one thing this show has really proven to me is that I am naturally a pretty nosy person, and when I find a album at the station by a band or an artist that I've never heard of, I immediately start trying to find anything I can about where the band or the artist is now and if they're still producing music and things like that. This is definitely a band that is not producing music, and honestly, the only thing I could find was that their guitarist, Nick Rial, is a professor of music at Cambridge, I believe. It would be really cool to get him on this show at some point, but for now, I thought I would play some music from their album, Rushing Flood Perfume. Once again, this is the band Mass from the UK, 1991. First track is titled Someone Else. Let's take it for a spin. Once again, that was Mass with the song Someone Else. So since I had not explained before, this is definitely a sort of goth, hardcore, punk, rock, 90s era UK band. And outside of this album and a few singles, I don't think they've really released anything else. I was able to find a wiki page on them, so I thought I would read that so you could have a little bit more of a background on the band Mass. So Mass were a British band whose members hailed from Oxford and Cambridge. The lineup consisted of Daz Frolic, who played the bass, E, who is on vocals, Nick Rial, who I mentioned earlier, on guitar, and Steve Beattie on drums. One thing that I found really interesting looking into this bio for the band is that they had apparently worked with Steve Albini for their very first single. That is right, Steve Albini of Big Black fame, or, you know, Nirvana. Again, this is why I am so excited to be hosting this show, because what the heck, guys? I mean, this is a band that worked with someone who's kind of a legend in this specific space, and they released one album in 1991, and I had never heard of them before, and I am so excited that I get to share them with you. So I'm going to be dedicating roughly the second half of this show to their album, Rushing Flood Perfume. That being said, I am going to go into the next track, which is titled, let me see here, Sado Seduction. Hope you enjoy. We'll be right back. All right. That was Mass with the track titled Sado Seduction off of their 1991 album Rushing Flood Perfume. You can actually find this album on streaming services, which is something I cannot say for a lot of the music that is going to be played on this show. But yeah, Rushing Flood Perfume, No Spaces by the band Mass. The album cover is an array of pink flowers that I cannot name. And the back cover is a pond full of what I think are koi fish, as well as, you know, the track listing and some of the information about who plays what for the band. I'm going to keep playing some of this album. Next track, Raining. Once again, you are tuned in to Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is Mass with Raining.
Yeah.
back with the Analog Archives only on CJSF 90.1 FM. We're listening to some tracks from the band Mass, hailing from the UK, off of their 1991 album Rushing Flood Perfume. Last track was titled Raining. This next one is titled Thinking. Before we get into it, I want to read a little bit more about this band. Specifically, the fact that it seems like that they disbanded pretty quickly after this album released on this wiki page that I was able to find. So again, I can't say that this is for sure absolutely what happened, but according to this page, internal differences eventually reared their heads, with guitarist Nick Rial and bassist Daz Frolik of Mass feeling that the remainder of the troupe were not pulling their weight in terms of the division of labor. By 1992, the act had split. During the Mass era, Nick Rial had also worked with the goth supergroup G7, which numbered Jazz Coleman, Patricia Morrison, and Mick Brown as its other proponents. Sadly, these sessions were recorded, but were never released. Nick now works as a lecturer in music in Cambridge, which I was able to find, and the whereabouts of the other members, according to this page, are unknown. I think this is going to be a running theme in this show, is finding a record or a tape that I kind of obsess over, and just not knowing where these people are, what they're doing, if they made more music after the fact, and wanting to find out. So hopefully the longer the show goes on, the more I can do follow-up episodes where I can come to you with those answers. That being said, next track is titled Thinking. Hope you enjoy. Once again, that was Mass with Thinking. You've been tuned in to Analog Archives only on CJSF, and we have reached the very end of this hour and the very end of this very first episode of this show. Thank you so much for tuning in. And as the show progresses, I really want to do more follow-ups of the records and tapes that I am playing right now. You know, if I can get in touch with some of these artists or some of the people that they worked with and learn more about these, you know, sort of obscure albums and records from the 80s, 90s, 70s, whatever, I think that'll make for a really, really cool radio show. So I hope you all stay tuned for that. We have time for one last track from the band Mass off of their album Rushing Flood Perfume. This track is titled Pulling. Hope you enjoy, and make sure you tune in next week, Thursday at 6 p.m. That is right. Coming up next, right after this hour, we've got Wham Bam East Fan. Make sure you stay tuned for that as well. All right, until next week, peace.
Seeing the Earth from above, out of an airplane window, or from the top of a skyscraper has a sublime beauty. While today you can just load up Google Maps, in the early 20th century, almost no one had seen a bird's eye view of the world. But in 1907, Dr. Julius Neubrunner, a German pharmacist who used carrier pigeons to deliver medicine, invented the pigeon camera. It was a small camera strapped to a pigeon's breast, like a photographic baby Bjorn. A timer let the camera take multiple snapshots throughout the bird's flight. This allowed for some of the earliest aerial photography, and even seemed promising for military reconnaissance. But the pigeons' photos are rather chaotic, haphazardly framed, sometimes partially obscured by their wings. And you can't exactly tell a pigeon what you want a photo of. With rapid advancements in airplanes, the pigeon camera faded away. Still, these photos have a haunting beauty. Looking at people the size of ants amid toy-like buildings, there's a sense that we're glimpsing something beyond what humans could have imagined. And no matter how many times we've seen a view like that, it can still take our breath away. See some of these photos at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Mark Bramhill.
Ich bin Arndt Peltner von Radio Goethe. Ihr hört Mike mit Noise of Carpet right here on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca. Hello, this is Arndt Peltner, host of Radio Goethe. You're listening to Mike and his Noise of Carpet, celebrating the indie noises of the 90s on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca.